Yeah, what's going on? This is Ron Artest, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan. So this must. Say it again. Buscarini. All right. Jordan Buscarini. All right. With Jordan Buscarini. Shout out to Queens, where you're right now.
Coming to you live from Price.
Put that cookie down.
Price, Utah.
Now.
Me and my man, Trav. Love Price. Price is awesome.
Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini and Travis Anderson on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. Eastern Utah's main source for local sporting news.
We are back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. Jordan Buscarini alongside Travis Anderson, set to flip over to the national sports scene and bring in today's special guest. He is the current undefeated WBO welterweight champion of the world. He's recently scored a couple of highlight wins against Manny Pacquiao and Ruslan Provodnikov, and he's set to step back into the ring October 12th at the Thomas & Mack Center against future Hall of Famer Juan Manuel Marquez. He is Timothy Bradley. And Tim, first off, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you very much for calling in today.
Hey, man, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me today, man.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely an honor. Tim, let's jump right into it. Coming up October 12th, Thomas & Mack Center. You'll be stepping back into the ring going up against Juan Manuel Marquez. This is an intriguing fight for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody sees and knows what Juan Manuel Marquez can do. You know, I'm an undefeated fighter. I've always wanted to fight the best. He's definitely one of the best fighters in the world. And I just want to prove to everyone and prove to myself that, man, I'm a true champion and that I'm one of the best fighters in the world myself. And in order to do that, you got to beat a guy like Marquez. So that is the plan, and that's the reason why I'm fighting him.
We'll jump back to this fight in just a moment. First off, let's talk about Ruslan Provodnikov, because this right here, halfway through the year already, and we're talking fight of the year, this one was epic in every way, shape, or form. You come out of it with a victory, but you were tested in this one just a bit.
Yeah, the Ruslan Provodnikov fight was definitely a big test. I knew Ruslan was going to be very tough, very durable opponent due to his amateur experience, due to his style, how strong he is. You know, he was a really big puncher. You know, I got in trouble early because I decided to stand there and trade with this guy, and that was the wrong thing to do. I mean, the game plan was to move and use my boxing ability all night, you know. And when I was able to do that after, like, the third round, I believe, the fight was pretty easy. You know, I got in trouble in spots, but that was because I stood there and actually exchanged with this guy. So, but I made the fight hard on my own. I was in a very dark place, man. I really wanted to show the world who I am, you know what I mean, inside, and what type of fighter I am, and that I'm willing to endure pain, man, to get a victory.
If you put yourself in the position of a fan, Timothy, and you step back and you look at that fight against Provodnikov, what would you say to it? What would you say about Timothy Bradley after watching that fight as a fan?
This guy has unbelievable heart, will to win, determination. Wow, I can't believe how much punishment this guy can take and still bounce back and win this fight. You know, it just shows you that he is the real deal and that this kid definitely needs to be recognized.
You say, Tim, that with that last win against Provodnikov, it shows that you are the real deal. If we go back in time and we talk about the Manny Pacquiao fight, this was supposed to be your time to shine. This was the fight that could put Timothy Bradley atop of everyone's pound-for-pound ranking. You go in, you beat Manny Pacquiao. A lot of controversy surrounding the final decision. Against popular belief, I still feel that you won the fight, or you can make a great case for you winning that fight, but not a lot of people feel that way. Do you feel that you won that fight outright?
Absolutely. Absolutely, without a doubt in my mind.
You get the controversial decision win. You knock off the poster boy for the sport of boxing. Did you feel that maybe that controversial win affected the way people looked at you in the world of boxing and maybe even prevented you from grabbing a big payday with a marquee fight following the win?
No. I mean, I think it, you know, definitely it was a setback. But at the same time, it allowed me to really, really grow as a person and as a fighter. And it really allowed me to realize the important things in my life. And I'm glad I went through what I went through, honestly. You know, it was a really tough point in my life. You know, not getting the credit that I felt I deserve after being backed out. But at the same time, you know, it was a great learning experience for me. It was a building. It was like it was a building moment for me and my career and my life, and you know, really showed me who really cared about me, who really didn't, and you know, now I'm very comfortable in my skin, man. I can walk down the street and be okay without you know, flipping out or thinking someone's saying anything bad about me. It's just, you know, I'm a lot more comfortable in my skin now, and I'm tougher. And I think that's definitely going to help me in this fight.
How difficult was that not to get the rematch with Pacquiao?
It was difficult because I think that a rematch right away would have definitely, you know, the controversy wouldn't have been as bad, I feel. I think, you know, if we just went back and did it. But the fact that we didn't, the fact that, you know, Pacquiao went and ran and fought Marquez, instead of doing a rematch, man, and you know, I think it definitely affected me and affected my career. But I mean, you know, we talk about Manny Pacquiao. He can do pretty much whatever he wants when he wants, and he chose to fight Marquez, and you know, and I don't think that was a wise choice.
We're here with WBO welterweight champion Timothy Bradley. Let's talk about Juan Manuel Marquez. And I guess we can kind of connect it to Pacquiao. Hey, you two are the last two fighters to beat him. You put a halt to that amazing win streak that he had, and then we've seen Marquez take care of business. Now that you get in the ring with Juan Manuel Marquez, what do you like stylistically about Marquez that you feel gives you the advantage on October 12th?
I just feel that, honestly, I have the speed and the youth advantage. I think those are probably the two advantages that I do have. I'm younger, very energetic, you know, and I throw a lot of punches, man. I'm very high volume puncher, and you know, I'm very smart in the ring too. I mean, I know Marquez is a crafty veteran, you know, one of the best counter punchers in the world. I know that, you know, he's still kind of fresh. You know, he's going to be 40 years old when we get in the ring. But I just feel that, like I say, man, all the time, I just feel I have the ability to adjust in the ring, and a lot of fighters, a lot of world champions can't do that, and I'm one of them, one of the few that can do it. Mayweather can adjust and make little subtle adjustments in fights, and so can I. And you know, I can fight inside, outside, but I just think I have the speed advantage over Marquez, and I think I can get in and get out on him. And sometimes I think in the middle round of the fight, I think you'll see me step to him as well. So I think with those attributes, man, I think that I'm trouble for him. So style wise,
if we go outside the ring, also we have two epic trainers going at it. We're talking about Joel Diaz and also Nacho Bernstein. Hey, these are two high quality trainers, Timothy.
Yeah, well, you know, Nacho Bernstein has been around for years. You know, in my book, he's one of the best, if not the best. I think he's one of the best trainers in the world. He's trained many world champions. You know, a lot of people don't put him on their top coaches list, but I truly have him on as one of the best coaches in the world. I mean, best trainers in the world. And you know, Joel Diaz is definitely you know, he needs to be definitely recognized as well. What he's done with his brothers, what he's done with me. I mean, unbelievable, man. I think he's captured, I want to say, 7 or 8 world championships with his brother, and including myself. I have 4 with him. And, we started right at my professional debut. So, I mean, he started training me when I was like 20 or 21 years old, from my pro debut. And, you know, he turned me into a 4-time world champion. So he definitely should be recognized as one of the best trainers in the world.
You talk about getting the start, age 20, 21 years old with Joel Diaz. I got a question for you here, Timothy. You're 29 years old, 30 wins, 0 losses. How long do you plan on staying in the game of boxing? When is a good time for you to maybe think, I'm done?
You know, I'm honestly... I got a 5-year plan right now. I'm not gonna lie, I definitely have a 5-year plan. I would really love to win this fight and, you know, move on. And I feel that I win this fight, then there's a possibility I can face Pacquiao again and, you know, just go ahead and fight Pacquiao, beat Pacquiao again. And then hopefully I can get a shot at, you know, Floyd Mayweather Jr. And if that happens, then I'll definitely think about retirement. I think that I've got enough in boxing. I've fought the best out there. I just want to leave the game. You know, my wife is pregnant at the moment with my second child. I have 4 altogether, but my second child, you know, another baby girl is on the way, and I just want to be able to spend time and, you know, have some wits about me and not get my brains beat into too much, man, because I've been in this sport like 19 years. I've been taking punches to my head for 19 years, and, you know, after that Ruslan Provodnikov, it really, really opened my eyes and you know, really changed some things in my life. And I just feel that, you know, my health is very important to me.
You did mention that if you beat Juan Manuel Marquez, you would love to move on, potentially fight Pacquiao again, Floyd Mayweather. I'm going to put you in a position of a promoter. If they tell you, if you get this win on October 12th, and they say, Timothy, you can fight anybody you want, who would you put yourself in the ring against?
Mayweather.
How come?
Because I mean, I've already beaten Pacquiao. I would love the rematch just to prove a point to everybody. And I beat Marquez. I mean, the only guy left out there is Mayweather, man. I mean, he's the only top guy out there, you know, around my weight class, 147 to 154, that I can face. And he's the best pound for pound fighter in the world. And you know, I've always said I wanted to be the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world. In order to be the best, you got to beat the best. And so I feel stylistically, I think I have the style to give Mayweather problems too. I mean, I know he's a tremendous fighter, great boxer, great defensive fighter. But, you know, I just think that a lot of guys that he's been in the ring with is a lot slower than him. They don't have the foot speed that I have, you know, elusiveness. I think I'll definitely get a problem for him, too.
We're here with WBO welterweight champion Timothy Bradley talking about the sport of boxing and his upcoming fight with Juan Manuel Marquez on October 12th at the Thomas & Mack Center. Hey, Tim, we got to take a quick commercial break, but there's plenty more I'd love to get your thoughts on. You want to hang around, do one more segment?
Absolutely.
There you have it. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we return, plenty more with WBO welterweight champion Timothy Bradley. I'm going to talk a little Floyd Mayweather Canelo Alvarez. That's what's up and coming. Drive Time Sports.